You really need to watch out for fake accounts whenever you are on social media. So creating accounts, websites without permission, things like that. This is something that children can do because they're not old enough to have certain social media accounts. So social media sites are ripe with strangers with intentions that may be quite different than yours. So many sites are designed to collect and sell unauthorized user details and behaviors to advertisers looking to engage in targeted marketing. Some kids may falsely create birth date to meet the minimum age requirement when creating the account. So know what your child is doing online and keep track of social media sites and accounts to which they have access. And then another thing to look out for is contests and giveaways. So contests and giveaways often collect a hefty amount of personal information on their entry forms. So many are thinly disguised ways of collecting personal or financial information that could lead to identity theft. Make sure your child doesn't have access to a banking or credit card information and supervise the forms that they're filling out, if any. Phishing is another thing to look out for. So adults are not only the only ones who receive spam and junk mail. Kids often get junk mail, and since they don't have as much experience online, they're more susceptible to clicking on the links and answering questions. While some emails can be legitimate, the last thing parents want or need is a $500 bill from a fraudulent website where a purchase may have been made, or worse, giving up personal information that can be tracked back to your home. Make sure that you understand apps and that's short for applications. So certain apps might collect and share personal information about your child or target your child with ads. So even free apps may include paid features, and children may not understand that some apps and games may cost money. So since they are labeled as free to download, they might click on these so-called free games and end up costing parents or guardians a hefty bill at the end of the month. And then finally, file sharing sites. So many websites allow children to download free media. A child may not realize that these sites often come with risk of downloading a virus, so allowing identity thieves to access the gaming device, personal computer, or cell phone, whichever is being used. From there, the cyber thief can track financial transactions, physical location, or even tap into the household Wi-Fi without anyone knowing it.